Hello there, and welcome to Quite So, the podcast that used to be called Casual Fridays. We are now in season two, after having successfully recorded 31 episodes for the first season last year. Now, today's episode is titled On Bridgerton Season 3. But before we get into that, I want to remind you that you can find the audio of this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, RSS.com as well. You can find the video of this podcast on Patreon for a subscription. So let's get into our episode for the day. Now, I don't know if you've seen Bridgerton season three or not, but don't worry. Even if you have not, you will understand what I'm talking about today. Now, I am a fan of Bridgerton, and I've been following the seasons one and two and three. And of course, it was a delight to me to see that Penelope, who is a young protagonist, she is a short, overweight, voluptuous woman with red hair and greenish eyes. She's actually a beauty to me. The way I see her is she's really cute. She's attractive. She can be sexy when she wants to be. She used to dress in very horrible colors in the first two seasons. They were the colors of their house, so to speak, and mainly in yellows and oranges. But in season three, she switched to green and really matched her, you know, complexion and, you know, her hair color. And throughout the first two seasons, we see Penelope pining for Colin, their neighbor, who is about her age. And, you know, Colin was someone who was still young, wanted to experience the world. So around season two, he went out to, you know, travel around, and he went to Paris and different places in Europe. Now he comes back in season three, and of course Penelope is still pining for him, but he sees himself now as this worldly fellow who is, you know, very attractive to the ladies, who has a way with the ladies. So he is busy, you know, getting all the women he can, just, you know, flirting here and there, enjoying his time. At some point, Penelope asks Colin for his help in finding a suitor. She asks him to coach her how to flirt with men. It seems, however, that society had other thoughts on the matter, because it seems that even though they are just friends, supposedly, it was a scandal that Colin was helping Penelope find a suitor. So at one point, she was kind of ruined, and he goes to see her, and she asks him to kiss her, because she did not want to die never having been kissed, or to just become the spinster for her whole life without having been kissed. Of course, for those of you who like to read romances, you are not new to this type of, you know, situation where a woman asks a man to kiss her for whatever reason. But the thing is that they do kiss, and Colin feels something for Penelope at that particular moment in time. However, he does not really act upon it. I will get into the reasons that I find why Colin did not act upon, you know, his feelings for Penelope since that moment and almost immediately, but we'll get to that later. I want to just say that eventually they do get together. And what surprised me with the reviews and the backlash from society and from people who watch Bridgerton, not everyone, of course, but there was like a good percentage of people who were criticizing the fact that Penelope was this voluptuous slash overweight woman who deserved, or who had her moment in the spotlight and actually found love. They were critical of this idea, saying mainly that, oh, are we now, you know, encouraging women to gain weight and letting them feel that even though they gain weight, they will find love in their life, as if anyone who looks anything different than a model in a magazine does not deserve love or a normal life. Of course, knowing me and knowing the way I look, you are going to agree with me that I was shocked with such an you know, outburst from people, because I, for one, go about living my life normally. I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth like everybody else, I have my breakfast like everybody else, and I go up my day, I go to work, I socialize with people, I go to cafes, I have friends, I have boyfriends. So this is life for me. I mean, it's something that I never really thought of as an obstacle or as something that would retract or detract from my life in any way. And I don't know why people would feel at any point that someone who does not look like a model does not deserve to live a normal life. I mean, to each his own. You can look the way you want to look. You can dress the way you want to dress. Whatever, you know, your appearance is for you alone. But this does not mean that there are people who look different from you. Is this how we are going to build our society today? That you have to like fill a checklist, and you know, if you fulfill the checklist, then you deserve a life, a good life. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to find love. But if you don't fulfill the checklist, no, you are sidelined. You are just, you know, punished in a corner. Is that how it's going to be now? And before I go back to this Bridgerton story, because there's a lot I want to say about it as well. People think that it's just a love story, but it reflects a lot of what society believes in as well. So we're going to dig deeper into that. But before I say this, you know, I've always thought that I wanted to live my life in a way that was not defined by the way I looked. I also, when I started, you know, on social media, I did not want to talk about my being overweight, because I felt that, you know, I will just do my thing. And I just, through doing my thing, I will show people that you can look whatever way you look and still, you know, have an audience, still have a following, still have people who want to listen to you, still be liked and even loved by people. You know, I mean, of course, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but it's probably not because of the way I look only. I mean, I know I have a personality that is cutting edge at times. People don't want to listen to what I say because, you know, I'm sometimes controversial. So there are many things that make up who I am. And unfortunately, you know, things come up in society and on social media, and, you know, they come to my attention. And I felt that at some point I have to talk about this, because the worst thing for me is seeing certain traumas that I lived through in my childhood being repeated in teenagers today. I mean, I'm 47 years old, and I see someone who's 17 or 18 years old going through the same exact treatment at home, by society, by others. And that's really sad. You think that society evolves and is supposed to change and supposed to embrace change. And yet, is it just an illusion? I don't know. It just saddens me that when you think that people are supposed to be more aware of things these days, that they are not, and that the same thing is happening again and again and again. Now, I'm not going to go into all these things today, all these issues, because that's something for another day. So today, the episode is on Bridgerton, but I just want to make this particular point before I continued. Anyway, now the thing is, why did Colin not act upon his interest in Penelope right away? I mean, definitely when he kissed her, he felt attracted to her. So why didn't he act upon this attraction automatically? It took actually the fact that she was courting another man and another man was interested in her, you know, it took that to stir up his jealousy and to actually make him act and want to, you know, jump forward and move in and you know, claim her as his love. And I will tell you why. And it shows actually if you watch this season of Bridgerton. He actually cared about what society thought of him. And of course, in general, society would not expect him to, I mean, him the worldly man, the man who's been to all of Europe, the man who can have any woman he wants, you know, he is not expected to go out with a woman like Penelope, who looks like Penelope. And so you see even in Bridgerton, in that, I mean, very, very slightly, they put this message through. And it's basically shown mainly when they talk, when she tells him that in the previous season, season two, he tells his friends that he would never, ever think of Penelope as anything other than his friend. She had overheard him and she was actually sad and upset with him for a while because of that statement. And she told him in season three, what, am I not good enough for you? What's wrong with me? Of course, she didn't say these words exactly, but you get the gist of it. And it is sad, but true, that a man who wants a woman that looks different from the acceptable, normal look of a woman in the society, this man has a tough decision to make because he will be criticized by his family and by his friends, and he has to have the backbone to actually tell them, hey, this is the woman I want, and this is none of your business. And it is not easy because many men care about their status in society. And, you know, you've heard of the trophy wife, of course, you know, the idea that a man who has made it in life, who, you know, a successful businessman or whatever, who has made it in his career, you know, he would want to marry this model woman, whatever, the trophy wife, so that he can go anywhere and take her on his arm and, you know, she would make him look good and he'd be envied, you know, and so on and so forth and all that. But again, this is so shallow. I'm sorry to say that, but this is so shallow. And that is why there is such a high rate of divorce. That's why so many men cheat on their wives and so many wives cheat on their husbands. The relationships are broken because people aren't true to themselves and they're not true to what they want. When it comes to attraction between a man and a woman, it is not the physical that matters. Okay, you can tell me, yes, I can see a woman wearing a short skirt and, you know, she makes me horny. Sorry for that word. But, okay, yes, you can watch porn and get aroused or excited. You can, of course, yes, the physical as an appearance. Yes, I understand that it could be arousing. It could be something appealing. But we're talking here about intimacy between a man and a woman. When two people come together physically, the emotions and the connection that is the spiritual connection is not found easily. For you to kiss somebody and feel that your soul is soaring and kind of like, you know, connecting on a different level and you feel like you're literally flying out of your body, this does not happen with everybody. And if you find that, you'd be an idiot to let it go because this is true attraction. Now, is this the basis for a successful marriage? No, because this is the beginning of something beautiful. And then, of course, you have to have two people who are willing to work on a relationship, who want this relationship because A, they are physically attracted to each other, and B, they are compatible and they want to make this work. And of course, any relationship takes two people, as they say, it takes two to tango. It takes two hands to clap, right? So two people are needed to make a relationship work. Now, going back to the people's comments about, you know, how undeserving Penelope is to find love because of the way she looks. If a man and a woman were just stripped out of society, a man does not care how a woman looks. A man doesn't care how a woman looks. He just cares about how a woman makes him feel. And in fact, if you look at society and interactions between people in general, whether between two women, two men, at work, in the supermarket, you remember the person who treats you kindly. You remember the person who does something beautiful to you, or you remember the person who mistreated you and who taught you a lesson and who was really mean to you. You remember people by the way they make you feel. And here I rest my case. I mean, Society has its, rules. Society has its beauty, definitely. But for me, it should not interfere in people's choices of who they love. And so all those who criticized Bridgerton season three for allowing Penelope a normal life, a chance at a normal life at least, to fall in love, I'm sorry, you have no right. You have zero right to interfere in anyone's choices, even if it's a character in a show. I decided to post the podcast on a bi-weekly basis this season on Sundays. So I will see you in a couple of Sundays. Take care.